You're listening to ThoughtCast. I'm Jenny Atiyya. This autumn, Gustavo Dudamel, the fiery young Venezuelan conductor, took up the baton as the new music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Famous for his exuberance and outsized talent, he took center stage with much fanfare. But he didn't get there without the influence and support of another musical legend. His name is Ernest Fleischmann, and he served as executive director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic for almost 30 years, from 1969 till 1998. Now retired, Ernest spoke with ThoughtCast in his home in the Hollywood Hills. Ernest Fleischmann, welcome to ThoughtCast. You're famous, among other things, for being a phenomenal talent scout. You seem to be able to sniff out new talent and then nurture and promote it. For example, you were one of the early supporters of the previous music director, Esa-Pekka Salonen. And of course, now the most recent example is Gustavo Dudamel.
Somehow or other, I seem to have had that kind of nose for conductors all my life. But in the case of Dudamel, it was quite obvious that Dudamel had a very special talent. It was quite extraordinary. It jumped out at one.
So what is it that Dudamel does that makes him stand out? What does it take to be a great conductor?
Basically, a conductor has to communicate through much more than words, through actual conducting technique, which anybody can learn more or less, but then a good conducting technique, a special conducting technique, is something that's very rare and connects wonderfully with musicians. It's body language, eyes, an ability to convince the orchestra that he or she really knows the score inside out and feels, has a personal way of expressing what the score means to him or her. It's a personality thing. It's something musical that musicians recognize in other musicians immediately, a kind of unspoken language. And it's something you know straight away whether the conductor, as it were, has got it or hasn't. It's just plain obvious, and certainly Dudamel has it to a very large extent.
Now, since Dudamel is a Venezuelan, there's naturally been a lot of excitement about him among the Hispanic community in Los Angeles, which is quite a large community, the largest in the country. What do you think will be the impact of Dudamel's Hispanic roots on the Philharmonic?
It's very difficult to predict specifically, but it's obvious that he has a very close, instinctive relationship with the Hispanic population. And in Los Angeles, that's particularly important because nearly half our population is Spanish-speaking, and Dudamel can speak to them in their own language and not just their own language, their own emotional language. So I hope, and we all hope, that he'll bring that audience closer to the Philharmonic and the Philharmonic closer to the audience.
Ernest, after you arrived in Los Angeles in 1969, you began to transform the LA Philharmonic into a highly successful orchestra with a worldwide reputation. But was this new L.A. Phil in some ways ahead of its audience, ahead of the tastes and attitudes of the city?
Well, it was a good orchestra always, and Zubin Mehta was a good music director. The orchestra has just grown every time somebody retired. You slowly build, and then, of course, the big thing is the conductors. It's the conductor and the musicians, somehow that build a relationship. They build a relationship in a way out of thin air. But in order to do that, they must make that air vivid and vital and on both sides. And a good conductor, or a gifted conductor, like Duhamel or Salonen, has a way of connecting that is extraordinary in that we ordinary mortals do not have. And of course, if the conductor can make really wonderful and exciting music, somehow the audience learns without having been told to learn. It just happens.
Ernest, did the LA Philharmonic lead while the city followed, or do you think the evolution of the orchestra reflected or mirrored the growing sophistication of the city as a whole?
Everything that's happened in Los Angeles since 1969 reflects a certain development in sophistication, if you will. All that's developed tremendously, and so has the music. And that all depends on, in a way, the sophistication of the music director. We had Carlo Maria Giulini, who's a wonderful representative of an old school to whom music is a holy art, and it's a glorious thing. But today, I suppose, a younger approach, it's still a holy art, but it's also an art that's in a constant state of growth, of development and change.
Ernest, you've also been credited with beefing up the contemporary music programming at the LA Philharmonic. Today, for example, the Green Umbrella series, which is devoted to new music, is a model for other orchestras trying to incorporate more contemporary programming. But what is the impact of this new and often challenging repertoire on audience attendance?
Well, our audiences have been superb. It's a real tribute to the musical audience in Los Angeles that we get between 1,500 and 2,000 people to all contemporary programs. Audience has really been wonderful in the way they've gone along with us. And I think that they trust us. I think our audience taste has really expanded tremendously over the years.
Ernest, you went on to become one of the most successful orchestra managers in the world. What do you see as your legacy?
The legacy, it's not for me to say, but when I came to Los Angeles, it was known as a solid middle-rank orchestra with the help of Zubin Mehta, Carlo Maria Giulini, and then particularly Esa-Pekka Salonen. It's become a great orchestra. And I suppose that's partly something that I also contributed something to.
Ernest Fleischmann, thank you very much.
You are extremely welcome.
You've been listening to ThoughtCast. I'm Jenny Attia. Thanks for joining us.